This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours daily, Monday through Friday, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Kyle is engineering the broadcast today. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And with us live from Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very well. Very well.
That's good.
You know, yes. Gwyneth, I've got a couple things that are just driving me crazy. So I think we ought to start by bashing Citibank.
I have.
Well, you know, I made a huge mistake about 30 years ago. I decided to sign up and apply for an AT&T Universal Card. It was a credit card. And it was wonderful. So about 27 years we've had this AT&T Universal Card since 1990. And it's been absolutely great. No problems. They just did a fabulous job. Well, for some reason, AT&T seems to stumble, and they stumbled a lot. They came out with a computer called the PC6300, and it was the computer with the future built in, and it would run Unix and the Microsoft operating system. And it was like the last computer you ever had to buy until they stopped making them. And, you know, AT&T has been out of the personal computer business for, you know, 20 years or so. And so, I mean, they've made a lot of mistakes. Well, one of the mistakes that they made was obviously did something with the credit card business, and it was taken over by Citibank. Now, Citibank is one of those banks that we bailed out, too big to fail. Well, Citibank is mean, and I sent in the payment during the holidays. I'm talking around Christmas time, and it just got delayed a couple days. Well, Citibank treats everybody the same, and they beat everybody up. At least that's my opinion. These guys have a variable annual percentage interest rate of 29.99%. 29.99. And if you have a late fee, the late fee is up to $37. Okay. So
wow.
The payment, we always pay our credit card in full. Always. Never pay any interest. Never, ever pay any interest. Always pay it in full. Zero it out at the end of every month. All the credit cards we have. And that's just the way we do it. Well, and we don't buy things we can't afford. If we can't afford it, we don't buy it. We don't say, yeah, but we'll just pay the minimum payment. We don't do that. We actually pay our statement in full. Well, it was a $25 late fee. I call them up and they say, tough, can't help you. I said, really? Are you serious? Nope, can't help you. Well, that $25 late fee is now accumulating. I've called them up and I've got them to reduce all the fees except for the original $25. That $25 late fee now has we get hit with a $37.50 fee for a $25 late fee per month.
Mm-hmm.
That is Citibank. I can't think of any reason why I would or anyone else should even consider doing business with Citibank. They are absolutely horrible. Now, they have these nice people in the Philippines who apologize a lot, and they say, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Mr. Fennelli, I'm so sorry, but there's nothing I can do. I'm so sorry. They're very polite and very nice. It's the Americans who are absolutely horrible, at the ones I've talked to. They are just, they dig in, and they're not willing to help. So, Citibank, here is my letter. I'm writing right across the face of the statement, and it says, This account was paid in full, but because of holiday mail delays, it arrived a few days late. You're charging outrageous fees that I will never agree to. Please close this account. Now, this is the third time I've told them to close the account. Citi is a miserable company. AT&T used to be great. Again, please close this account. This is the repayment we get for bailing you thugs out. Remember the banking bailout? That is what I wrote across the statement in big, bold letters. They are thugs, in my opinion. I don't want to do anything and have anything to do with Citibank other than expose their financial perversion. Now, I'm calling them financial perverts. Why? Because I looked up the word pervert, and here's what it says. Alter something from its original course, meaning or state to a distortion or corruption of what was first intended. Distort, corrupt, subvert, twist, bend, abuse. I would say abuse is absolutely applicable. Misapply, misuse, misrepresent, misinterpret, falsify. That's what the definition of a pervert is. So, in my words, they are financial perverts because they twist it from the original meaning. They originally would help you. And if there was a mistake or an error, they would say, you know what, I'm sorry this happened. I'm sorry that the mail was delayed. Yeah, I know it's not your fault, and you've been a wonderful customer for 27 years. However, would it be okay? Would it be okay if we just canceled this late fee? Would that be okay, Mr. Finelli? Would they do that? Absolutely not. These guys are financial perverts. They've twisted the relationship that we used to have. So, Citibank, we are done. Okay, that's my...
Is that the Chase Manhattan Bank?
Well, let me look it up. Let me look that up.
Formerly known as the Chase Manhattan Bank.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now.
Yep.
Okay, let's see, Chase Manhattan and Citi seek to open offices in Soviet, okay, let me look
sure
it up and I'll read
it. Merged to the Chase Manhattan Bank, and if so, well, the Chases have always been a big globalist family, and they, you know, they're a bunch of scumbags first class because they're banksters. And it's like they used to have these ads for a short time. The Rothschilds have almost never had advertising campaigns, except for a short time, I think, during the 1980s, I seem to remember ads appearing for the Rothschilds Bank. Complete with the 13 arrows, which I think is very, very interesting because that's actually the symbol of the Rothschild family, 13 arrows.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't your country have an eagle that holds 13 arrows?
We have an eagle.
In one of its claws?
Mm-hmm.
And an olive branch in one, and how many arrows are in the other claw? But I'm pretty sure the Rothschilds have got 13 arrows as their family logo. And that would be an interesting coincidence, wouldn't it? That just occurred to me then. Fancy that. But, yeah, the Chase Manhattan Bank is one of the... you know, banksters preferred banks for whatever reason. And I think that it will be one of the last ones to fold when the Caprola hits the propeller.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, they won an award. They won, I believe, Bank of the Year award a few years ago. So obviously... they're well liked within the banking aisle. Yeah.
Yeah.
See. I'm still looking for that Chase Manhattan piece. Well, let's continue on.
I think you'll find that they're actually got common shareholders.
Mm.
And, you know, the New Zealand branch of Chase Corporation went broke a while ago, I think probably in the 1990s or late 1980s, just after the 87 crash. And it was a big news scandal because of all the corruption that was happening within the Chase Corporation. And it's you'll probably find it's the same family, but because these bankers are absolute scum. That's mm-hmm. the only word that you could possibly use to describe them. So they're not going to cancel your fee, and they'll probably try and take your house if you just let it accumulate. $38.50 a month. Or whatever it is.
You know, and it says right here, late payment warning. Warning! If we do not receive your minimum payment by the date listed above, you may have to pay up to $37, and your APRs, that's annual percentage rates, may be increased up to a variable penalty of 29.99%. Now, I say it could go up to $37, but not in my case. It's not $37 in my case. My case, it's $37.50. So they are higher than their maximum fee for me. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. These guys are miserable. And they used to call us a couple times a day, and they'd have this robot call, and I got sick of it. I mean, you know, I'm on the ladder. I'm doing all kinds of things, and the phone's ringing, and it's Citibank calling to remind me, welcome to the Citibank family. I'm not part of their family. I don't treat friends and family like they treat their customers. I don't want anything to do with those thugs. They're mean. And so I finally called them and said, stop calling me. I'm sick of it. So they stopped calling me. So when they call you and they just harass you, but they're not calling it harassing. They're calling it welcome to their family, and they've got a little bit of information for you. What they're trying to do is bludgeon you into submission with nonstop phone calls. Well, I'm not buying it. I'm not doing it. I am not paying it. So this $25 late fee has blossomed. Now they did remove $62.90 of late fees, but they can't remove the $25 fee. And it's the $25 fee that keeps triggering the $37.50 penalties. 37? Can you imagine owing somebody, well, not owing somebody, can you imagine somebody saying that you have a debt of $25, but you need to pay that $25, and additionally, $37.50 a month? But that keeps going.
Sounds like reserve banking.
Sure does. Sure does. Citibank. What would you do? What would I do if I had a Citibank account? I'd dump it. Dump it. Citibank. I can't think of a more miserable bank than Citibank. Gwyneth Isaacs, and I'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us. Gwyneth, what's happening in Australia that you'd like to share with us?
Now, oh gosh, this country is going absolutely crazy. It really, really is. It's, you know, you've got Melbourne, it's just, it's got, you know, carjackings are just becoming an absolutely regular occurrence in Melbourne. Okay, I have friends, I have people in this district that I know. They spend some of their time or spent some of their time in Melbourne and actually were the victim of carjackings. And, you know, it's just absolutely 100% crazy. And somehow the people doing these carjackings in one way or another, including that guy who drove his vehicle down the centre of the pedestrian mall, that happened a month or two ago, you know, and his name was Gargasoulis, which is a very Greek-sounding name. But the court case came up, and guess what came out? That he held a particular set of religious beliefs and that that's what motivated him to do the carjacking. well, to run his vehicle down the middle of a pedestrian mall. And let me put it this way. I don't think that he was a Christian. Okay? His mother said she was so disgraced at him. His mother actually was a Christian. His mother was Greek. Okay? And the Greek Christians, I don't know about the Greek Christians where you are, but they're very traditional, very orthodox people, literally orthodox. But, you know, none of that matters because the police are full-on running an extortion racket. And you're talking about your credit card, you know. How about that they just had Easter, right? Probably about, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago now. They had Easter here. And the police set up their highway blocking racket. I'm sure that most of the listening audience at one time or another have come up with, have come across the police highway blockade racket. Okay? Do you know how many new criminals the police created in this highway blocking racket over the Easter weekend? Have a guess.
Probably most of the people that they brought in to chat with. Probably most of them became criminals.
2,600. That's their figures, as reported on the Australian ABC News. Okay. That's not the that's our national broadcaster here, okay? The police came on the radio and they were very pleased to announce that they had made 2,600 new criminals as a result of their highway blocking campaign. And you know something? I'm absolutely fed up with it. That is 2,600 lives that they have destroyed of, you know, probably, you know, fairly, how can I put this, regular Joe type Australians who now have criminal records.
And what would this be for? Lack of identification, lack of registration, lack of proof of insurance, lack of what?
Probably all of the above. Probably a few DUIs. Probably a few drug driving cases. Somebody had a joint that they forgot about in the ashtray. Whatever.
Well, you know, so you gotta admit that some people are just dumb. They are stupid. Stupid. We're going to come right back and let's talk about the cops and what they're doing. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Glenn F. Isaacs, I was in Virginia many years ago, and the cops set up a roadblock, just kind of like what you're talking about. Papers, please, documents, DUI, whatever it was, they were stopping every car. And they were in this small town, and I was traveling straight into the roadblock. And Mrs. Finelli was by my side, and it was a weekend evening, and we were coming back from an event. I'm not talking about a party. We're just coming back from an event. And we're getting near our home, our farm. And the cops had this roadblock, and they had police cars everywhere stopping everybody. And I saw it, and what I decided to do was not engage them. All I did was approach the roadblock, put my turn signal on to turn right. They were stopping every car. I waved to them through the windshield, thanks very much, appreciate it. Guys, have a good evening. And turned right. And did not stop. And they looked at me like, I can't believe he did that. I can't believe Finelli just went right through the roadblock.
Parliament.
Well, right. And I figured that I don't know what they're there for, but obviously it has nothing to do with me. And I just turned right and continued on my way. I didn't take off. I didn't go faster. I didn't go slower. Just normal speed, being safe. Wanted to make sure I didn't run anybody over. I just turned right. Now, you can't always do that. Because yeah. another time in Virginia, I was doing some consulting work for a county government. And I would be there multiple times per week. And you know, the way it would work is I would have a working lunch with the director of technology. I was the consultant. And the top brass for the county school system and I would have lunch when I came to town. And we would each pay for our own lunch, and it was a working lunch. And I'm not saying that it wasn't working. We actually worked through lunch. And we would talk, and the reason is we would have some principals there. We would have the superintendent. We would have the technology director. And we would talk about the rollout, what my proposals were, how it would happen, who would be involved, what the plan was. When I was working, I was working. I didn't have a minute of non-work time. So, during this working lunch, after it was over, I was heading from the lunch to the just down the road to the elementary school, and I saw a roadblock up ahead. Now, in this particular county, the middle school, high school, elementary school, and school board office were all within a mile of each other. So, like a little triangle or square, depending on how you look at it. And I was just going from one building to the next. And I saw that there was a roadblock up ahead, and I thought, man, the last thing I want to do is waste the county's time and get stuck in this roadblock with these cops. I don't know what they're doing, but it has nothing to do with me. So I was about an eighth of a mile away approaching this, and I thought, I'll just turn around. I'll just take the side road and go on my way without being impeded. So I just did a slow K-turn, perfectly above board, legal, safe K-turn. It was just me in the road, just me. Everybody else was stopped way ahead of me. And went the other way. Those police cars chased me.
Yeah, they will. What's this criminal doing?
Yeah.
When in reality, you've just got better things to do than to stand around talking to a bunch of armed thugs for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Who are trying to find any reason that they can on the face of God's earth to destroy your life.
Yeah.
When all you're doing is minding your own business.
Yeah, and, you know, my name was in the newspaper a lot in that county because I was the computer consultant. And, you know, I mean, literally, my name was in the paper, not every week, but it was in there a lot. My picture was in the paper.
Everybody
discussing
knew
them.
You.
Yes, yes. Every teacher, every single teacher in the entire county school system knew me. Why? Because I was in every single classroom. I didn't have particularly a job description as a consultant. What I did was I'd walk around and I would see things that I thought needed to be done based on my observations, kind of like this broadcast classroom. and I would make these observations known, and I would make proposals, and then I would actually encourage the school system to build their own computers. Buy the parts. I would teach them how to do it, save the money, and we had the elementary school students build computers, the middle school students build their own computers, the high school, the teachers, even the superintendent. And we did something very interesting. On the cases were kind of a tan color tower type computer cases back in the 90s. And I would suggest with a permanent marker that the students who were involved in the construction of that specific computer, of which there were hundreds, actually maybe 1,000, they would sign the outside of them. They put their name right on it, you know, crafted by, kind of like a symbol of pride, of workmanship.
Yeah.
And it was great because the students, the teachers, everybody took pride in their computers, and they didn't beat them up. Why? Because they built them. They had
they
ownership.
Built them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So
well, you know
when the cop, well, oh, hang on one second.
When the cops stopped me,
I said, I'm just trying to get to the elementary school, which is on the other side of your, whatever you're doing over there. And I don't know if you've got a crash, an accident. I don't know what it is, but it sure looks like I don't need to be involved. And the last thing you need is me showing up there to further complicate the issue. So all I'm doing is turning around to go around where you are, and I'm going to park on the other side in the parking lot of the elementary school. That's all I'm going to do. And then I guess he realized that maybe I wasn't drunk. Actually, maybe I was who I said I was. And maybe I had a purpose. And
yeah.
I wasn't a target for the revenue scheme.
Yeah.
And
well,
finally, let me go.
They're a bunch of criminal thugs.
Can I take an argument from me?
It's even worse because if anyone wants to go to my Zazzle page, okay, that's www.zazzle.com/Gwyneth, okay, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, they will see that I have a Zazzle page and I put various pieces of art and stickers and all of that there. And I haven't sold a terrible number of them over the years. But maybe if the USA Prepares classroom would like to go there and buy something, you know, there's things like posters with the Statute of Monopolies on it, which is it's basically the original British antitrust legislation. Okay, and it's a nicely done up poster, but there's another one which has Victoria Police, their star that every Victoria Police officer wears. And guess what? It's an inverted pentagram. How's that? They actually have an inverted pentagram for their police star. And anyone who has ever studied any level of occult studies at all knows what the inverted pentagram means. It means Baphomet, the devil out of hell. It means the goat-headed one. And I made up a poster, and it reads, Slaves of Baphomet, not welcome here. And I've got the Victoria Police star, and superimposed over the top of it, I've got the goat's head. It's the famous goat's head Baphomet drawing that you see. It was actually drawn about 100 years ago by somebody who was a devotee of Baphomet. But then I've got a big ring around it and a big cross through it. So I think that about says it all. That's where they're coming from. That's who they serve. And
if you look
around at how many police departments actually have an inverted pentagram for their logo, I think you'll be quite surprised.
Isn't the music industry and some of the celebrities involved with Baphomet?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The pentagram, the right way up, is a very positive symbol, okay? It's a symbol of an increase in money and an increase in love, okay? It's the symbol of the transit of Venus across the sun, which is an astronomical phenomenon. If you could map them out on a star chart, they would actually form a five-pointed star. Okay? So for that reason, for thousands and thousands of years, a pentagram, which is the right way up, in a circle, has been a symbol of love and money and happiness. It's been a symbol of Venus, okay? That's the reason why. There's actually a physical reason why the five-pointed star is a symbol of Venus. But inverted, it's Baphomet, okay? And that's like everything. The devil takes something good and turns it into something evil. So you have something which is good and happy to do with love and romance and all the rest of it, and you turn it upside down, and it makes your life hell and sucks the money out of your pocket. And that's the sum of it. So, yeah, that's who they are. That's what they do. Okay? And it doesn't matter what they say in their publicity campaigns. It doesn't matter how fancy their uniform is. In fact, the more fancy their uniforms are and the flasher their cars are that they drive, the more wary you should be of them.
Very well put. Very well put. Gwyneth Isaacs with us. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about police, depolicing. The depolicing of police. They're backing off. Wonder why they're backing off. They're not getting the respect that they demand.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us, and if you'd like to contact her, there's a link right on page one of USA Prepares, also on the instructors tab at usaprepares.com. Gwyneth, I was talking to a cop years ago, and he didn't exactly say it this way, but the message was loud and clear. There's one thing that cops are absolutely afraid of. Hard to believe this. But they're actually, they are terrified of this. And that is, they don't want you to know where they live. They do not want people to know where they live. And why is that? That's because they've put people in prison. They've put people in prison. They've destroyed lives. They've searched and found, evidence, alleged evidence. They've planted evidence. They've set people up. They've entrapped them. They've gone to traffic lights in their unmarked cars. And they act like they're going to race a young, young person, and then they race from a traffic light.
Put people in prison on false trumped up charges.
Yes, and one of the things that they do for farmers is they will plant, when they've been caught planting marijuana plants on a farm, and then they find them, and they say, oh, this is racketeering, and then they go and steal that farmer's farm. So there are people who don't like cops because they lump them all together, kind of stereotypical. Well, when I see a cop, I don't think anything good is going to happen. I don't think he's going to help me in any way, shape, or form. I really don't. I think that when I see them, they are an impediment to whatever I'm doing. They're in the way. I'm not doing anything wrong. They're in my way. They're slowing things down. They're impeding progress. So I really don't appreciate those kinds of things that they do, like the like traffic light cameras, radar guns, sniping, hiding. By the way, what I do, when I see the police, and I saw yesterday, my mom, I took my mom antique shopping yesterday. I thought she'd really enjoy looking at some of the things from the 1800s and then early 1900s, and so we spent the day antique shopping. And they're in the interstate, sniping with a very hard to see car with a radar gun was a couple cops sniping.
Yep.
You know, try where the speed limit goes from 70
getting
to 60. That's
up.
Where they are. Right, they're right there where the speed limit goes from 70 to 60. Okay, and so what do I do? Janet Reno taught me very well. She said, if you see something, say something. Well, it's hard for me to talk to other drivers in the oncoming lane of the interstate, so I flash my lights. Blink, 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 blink. And what that means is, be careful, there's something up ahead you need to pay attention to. And I want to make sure that no one runs into this police car in the middle of the interstate. Because that'd be bad for the policeman, right? That'd be bad for the highway patrol. It'd be bad for everyone. Well, it's a small strip, and what they do, it's their turnaround. It says, not for you.
Yeah.
You can't turn around here, but we can. This is for official use only. So what are they? It's a turnaround. It's so that they can go from the eastbound lanes to the westbound lanes. And they can do that. We can't. But they can, because the sign says, they can, we can't. It says official use only. So they park there. And I think it's dangerous for them to park there. I mean, they could be hit, so I want to make sure that nobody hits them. And keep everybody safe. And that's what they do, right? They keep everybody safe. So I flash my lights, and I let people know that there's danger ahead. They're approaching danger. That's why I'm doing it. And you know what? Here's what I don't understand. Hardly anybody. But here's what I don't understand. Most travelers, most operators of vehicles do not understand what that blinking light means. Now, back in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, it was absolutely crystal clear. Not anymore. Yeah. Not anymore. Either people are so transfixed on their cell phones or listening to music or not paying attention. It used to be that people would thank you. They would flick their lights. You know, you flick your lights to them. They'd say thank you by flicking their lights, saying, appreciate the heads up. Thanks for telling me there's danger ahead. Not anymore. Nobody does it. Nobody does it. I can't think of one time in the last 6 months to a year where one person has thanked me by returning the favor and flicking the light saying, thanks, appreciate the heads up. They don't do it. Either they're in a coma or they don't understand what it means. Here's what it means, class. You flick your lights and you warn of danger. Gwyneth and I will be right back, and we'll talk about depolicing, what the cops are doing, because they just aren't getting the respect that they think they deserve. They think they deserve our respect. They demand our respect. Really? Are they kidding? Well, here's what they're doing, and we'll tell you when we come back. They're depolicing. We'll tell you what that means. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.